Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Spring Training Yankees podcast for Tuesday, March 23rd. I'm Sweeney Murdy. The Yankees now just a little more than a week away from opening the season. It'll be Thursday, April 1st, against the Blue Jays. Gerrit Cole will be on the mound. We know that. We don't know what order everybody else will be in after that. We thought that Kyle Higashioka would start opening day after everything he did pairing with Gerrit Cole last year, but Aaron Boone saying earlier in the week that Gary Sanchez will indeed be catching on opening day. I thought it was an interesting show of confidence in Sanchez and the work that he's put in this spring for them to reward him for with a start against Cole on opening day. I think we all assume that during the course of the year, Kyle Higashioka will work a lot more with Cole than Sanchez will. But for the symbolism of opening day and a vote of confidence in Gary Sanchez, I thought that was an interesting statement, especially because, you know, lately the spring hasn't been so good for Gary Sanchez. It started out pretty well. He hit a couple of long home runs, and he looked like he was in better shape than he was a year ago, and he thought maybe he'd be working his way out. But as this spring has gone on, Sanchez's numbers do not look good. He's batting 176. He has six hits, only three for extra bases, all three are home runs, six for 34. It's actually not that dissimilar to his 2019 spring. He didn't have a very good spring then, but got off to a pretty good start in April and May that year. So the spring he had 2 years ago didn't correlate to any sort of anything about a good start or a bad start in that season. He started out very well in April and May, hit a big road bump in July, and then finished poorly in September. And you know, his overall numbers looked pretty good, but he went through a period of struggling. And right now he's going through a period of struggling. It looks a lot like it did, you know, last year. If you look at the and the numbers too this spring, he has struck out a lot, hasn't walked a lot, and what started out to be a pretty good spring for Gary Sanchez is trending back the other way with just a little more than a week to go in spring training. So with that being the case, I asked Aaron Boone earlier on Tuesday what he has seen lately from Gary Sanchez.
Well, just some pitches that, you know, he should put in play with authority, you know, that they're ending up on the net. You know, it's close and it's fouled straight back. And, it, you know, in this game, especially with the pitchers, you know, being as good as they are and as powerful as they are, when you get a pitch that you can put in play with authority, you got to take advantage of it. And, you know, so that's just hopefully tightening up some final tweaks from a timing standpoint that get him locked in. He is doing a better job of controlling the zone, I feel like, and getting himself into some deep counts. But when he gets a pitch, you know, now it's that time you start, you know, hammering it in play with authority.
That idea of just missing, I mean, mm-hmm. that was a lot of what happened last year too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, is he getting better?
I do think so. And again, even though last year was 60 games and short, I really do, in my head, I chop his season up in a couple of halves there because he was different in the second half of last year. And it was more of the better job controlling the zone, still putting too many pitches on the net, or when you get that pitch to do something with, missing it or whatever. Whereas in the first half, I felt like it was a real struggle for him where he was leaving the strike zone a lot. So... You know, it's really about fine tuning that timing to an extent to where you got to take advantage of pitches when you get them.
For the sake of his confidence and yours, does he need in these last, you know, 15, 20 bats, whatever he's going to get here, does he need to do something?
I think he feels good and he's actually pretty confident right now with what he's doing. It's always nice to get results, especially, you know, when you're coming off a tough season, but you know, those things, you know, those real good feelings or real upticks in confidence can happen in one at bat, one pitch, you know, all of a sudden, you know, game one, game four, whatever it may be, you get a big moment, big hit, can really settle things down a little bit. So I just want him to work really hard and kind of fine tuning that timing here as we get down the stretch here of spring training. And then hopefully the results follow.
Now, Sanchez is sure to be a lightning rod topic for Yankee fans all year, and I would expect in the early going, it's going to be pretty heavy. Whatever kind of a streak Gary Sanchez gets off to, hot or cold, strikeouts, walks, home runs, whatever it is, we're going to be dissecting it. And it's really hard to take the temperature of a guy after every at bat when you expect that he's going to take 400 or 500 during the course of the year. And if Gary Sanchez can stay healthy, you have to have that long game plan in mind and not get too worked up over the first game or the first series. And, remember the idea that, you're going to face some pretty good pitchers early on, and maybe that'll affect how things are going. You're going to get into the cold weather, maybe that'll affect how things are going. So it's going to be hard to really get a gauge on Gary Sanchez, except, you would hope that there are spurts here. And for his sake, you'd hope that there's some early. Listen, Gary Sanchez had a bad year, and you saw it drain on him. I think you could see it in his body language and just how he carried himself. You don't want that early on. If you can avoid good starts, bad starts, it's easy to erase for players if you have a long season. Last year, they didn't have a long season, so it kind of compounded. But in a baseball season, if a player can erase a bad April or a bad first couple of weeks pretty quickly if he gets hot, the problem is we're going to start measuring Gary Sanchez with basically every at-bat and start comparing him to last season and a career that's trended down. So he, more than anybody else, has to get off to a good start, probably for his own confidence and for all of us to get off his back. But just keep in mind that if the Yankees have a healthy lineup around him and that they are winning games or in first place, that's going to ease a lot of the pressure. And it should be part of the context that we view Gary Sanchez and whatever start he gets off to. If at the end of 20 games, Gary Sanchez is hitting 190 with one home run. But if the Yankees at the end of those 20 games are 14-6 and Aaron Judge is mashing and Giancarlo Stanton is hitting well and DJ LeMahieu is doing what he's doing, is it really worth getting worked up about what Sanchez is doing? Because assuming, take my numbers for what they are, 14-6, how much better are you going to be over the course of 20 games? And if all those other guys are hitting well, it's not affecting you all that much. I use the same logic trying to think of the idea that, there are a lot of fans who can't wrap their mind around Tyler Wade getting the last bench spot. And I see his value defensively, especially late inning situations, as the Yankees would shift DJ LeMahieu over to first for Luke Voit and then use Wade at second base to strengthen your infield defense. You're going to get caught up in the fact that Tyler Wade doesn't hit or hasn't hit or whatever. And if the other guys are hitting, it doesn't really seem to matter. If the Yankees are losing, it's not because Tyler Wade isn't producing offensively. It's probably because Stanton or Sanchez or Judge or LeMahieu or Torres or any of these other guys aren't hitting very well or because they're not pitching well. Gary Sanchez, going back to him, though, is going to be part of the Yankees' offense that needs to produce. But I do think he has a leash. I do think they have the long game in mind here. A bad week isn't going to make them reevaluate. Remember, Kyle Higashioka, Rob Brantley are your catching options at this point. And you're not going to pull the plug because neither one of those is going to give you the upside offensively that Sanchez can give you. And, of course, we have to worry about Sanchez defensively, too, because we're going to look at every pass ball and everything. I was watching earlier in Tuesday's game, Kyle Higashioka let a ball get past him. He was catching Corey Kluber. Kyle Higashioka is an excellent defensive catcher, but even he's going to let some get away. So while I know that Sanchez has a ways to go to improve his defensive game, I don't think we should get caught up in every single one of his miscues unless there are four pass balls in the first two games. I think you have to, let this play out a little bit because that's what the Yankees are going to do. This is not, remember, he's not signed to a long-term deal yet. And you have time to deal with that. The Yankees will deal with that in due time. A lot of that will have to do with how he does this season. And not just in the first game, not just in the first series. I fully admit, Gary Sanchez does not look good right now. He hit a couple of long home runs. Other than that, he has not looked good at the plate. It is troubling this close to opening day that we're not talking about Gary Sanchez having a really good spring and being excited for him to carry that into the regular season. He still has time to, you know, to do that. He still has time to put together a good couple of games. If he does, great. It still doesn't mean anything because he's got to do it in the regular season. But I guess this is a really long way of just telling you, cautioning you that let's not take his temperature every single at bat. This is going to take a little time to play out and see what you have in Gary Sanchez in 2021. I want to remind you to go to WFAN's Baseball Insiders and hit subscribe. You can get my Yankees reports, Ed Coleman's Mets reports delivered to you daily. We are live on radio.com and on Apple Podcasts, your other podcast platforms, also on the WFAN.com homepage, and links, as always, on my Twitter at YankeesWFAN. Thanks for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.